Yes, excellent. So now is the opportunity to make peace with the whole world. You know, sometimes I wanted to join some of these fundraisers myself, but I can't cut my hair, so we thought of doing the opposite. I grow my hair for $1 an inch or something. Would that be a good idea? No, it's against my rules. But anyway, it's wonderful to be able to support others who can just do some nice work. Especially for a young woman to cut their hair. It's a wonderful thing to do. It's easier for a guy, but for a woman to do that, it's just really amazing, wonderful. So anyway, now bring up a bit of joy in our mind and closing our eyes, we can do a nice quiet meditation. I'll lead most of it. I'll try to make time towards the end where you can just enjoy the peace which is generated just by a mind which can come into this present moment, can have mindfulness and kindness, and it enjoys being in the silence, therefore it doesn't want to go anywhere. That's how restlessness is overcome by joy. You're happy to be here. So to make sure you're happy to be here, and also to develop the mindfulness required, we start by just being aware of our body with kindfulness. And you start with being kindful to your legs. How are your legs right now? When you ask a question like that, you'll get an answer. You'll be able to feel if your legs are in a good position or they need adjusting. And don't try and discipline your legs and be tough on them. If you can make them more comfortable by adjusting them slightly or scratching them or just adjusting the clothing, please do so. It's worth it. It shows you do really care for your body. And once your legs are in a good position, then you go up the body to your bottom. And I love spending more time on that butt because so often if I meditate and I don't adjust that position, I kind of get a sore bottom after an hour or two meditating. So just a little bit of adjustment, a bit of mindfulness and kindness. It's like checking that everything is in the right position. And it feels good. And you move up your body to your back. And as you know, every week I'm here, I advise to give a back a stretch if you can. And that was always encouraged for me by seeing animals in the forest or in the jungles in Thailand and seeing them doing a stretch and knowing that that caused a great deal of health, looseness and happiness in their body. I'll do that to my own back. That is a beautiful feeling. Once I've stretched that back, then I let it go. Many times people have a hard time understanding what letting go is. So you stretch first of all and then you do nothing and let the body just go back to a deeper state of relaxation than when you started. It feels good. And then once your back is relaxed, to your shoulders, making sure there's no tension in the shoulders. And again, the same technique can work. You scrunch your shoulders up, and then you let go. And the muscles in the shoulders go to a more relaxed place than when you started. And then allow your mindfulness like to scan down your arms, down the upper arms to the elbows, past the elbows to the forearms, past the forearms to the hands. How does that all feel? And as you go, you relax. If there's anything which needs to be adjusted, then you do so. Especially I look at the position of my hands and fingers. It's all sensitive down there. I can feel them so easily. So how do your hands feel? Can you feel the sensations in your fingers and fingertips? And you make sure that everything in those hands and fingers are at ease, relaxed, in a good position. When you have mindfulness, you're aware of those feelings in your body and you adjust them. The adjustment gives you feedback and you find the best possible position for your fingers, as you will do with the rest of the body and as you will eventually do with your mind. Finding the most comfortable position for your own mind. I'll explain that later. And so when the arms and hands are in a good position, by your standard, no one else's, is how your body feels. And you go back up to your shoulders and your neck to make sure that the head is well balanced on top of your neck. And sometimes I move my head to the left, to the right, front, back, to find the optimum position. I feel the sensations in my neck as I move. I soon get to know the best balance for my own neck. And then once the neck is happy, then I go to the front of my face, and I'm always fascinated by the different sensations I can feel around my eyes, my nose and my mouth. You always read that you can read a person's emotional anxiety, tension or relaxation by how they look on their face. If those muscles are relaxed, then your emotional world is relaxed. So I look at the muscles around my eyes and my mouth especially, and loosen them as much as possible. Number one, it shows that I'm not afraid. I feel safe in this place. And I'm kind. That loosens muscles. And I get to know those muscles on the face. So I can relax them so well. And nothing in the front of my body, my face, is tight or tense at all. It does help relax any emotional tightness. It helps calm my mind by relaxing the muscles in my face. It also helps strengthen mindfulness and kindness to the point that not just my face, but now I'm aware of my whole body. It's relaxed to the max. Feeling inside, the torso, on the outside, the legs, the back, the head. And hopefully, as I always say at this time, you can feel the delight of a relaxed body. It's like you appreciate it. My body now is far more relaxed than when I first came in. And that feels very pleasant. It's a delight, a physical joy. And because of that, because I'm noticing that, there's a focus of my mindfulness right now. My relaxation goes deeper. It's a natural process. Knowing the delight in your body takes the relaxation to a deeper level. But just enjoy that for a moment or two. Because it's pleasant, my mind doesn't want to go away anywhere. It stays there, it's enjoying itself. And then I go to my mind, by which I mean, first of all, my peace-o-meter. Just checking how peaceful I am or how agitated. By doing that beginning method of bodily relaxation, my mind is already quite peaceful. But now I'm going to take it to deeper peace. How peaceful are you right now? And what makes your mind more peaceful? One thing is present moment awareness. No past, no future. To be able to do that, simple mental exercise, imagine you're carrying two heavy shopping bags. The one in your left hand has got the letters PAST on the outside, it's the past. The one in your right hand has got the letters FUTURE on the outside, it's your future. It's just one way of imagining just that you're carrying the past and future around so constantly and it's so heavy. That is why the mind becomes dull, why the brain becomes exhausted, why you feel tired. In the same way your arms and shoulders feel tired when you carry real heavy bags for too long. Now the bags of the past and the future, you imagine lowering the bag in your left hand, the past, to the floor. You visualize it, you feel it. And you know that when that bag meets the ground, it's like all the weight disappears. The burden is gone of your past. So you can move your arm and hand away from the bag so it can rest, relax, revive. And you focus on the bag in your right hand, you lower that to the ground. Slowly, your future, when it meets the floor, then you can move your hand away. So you've carefully put down the past and the future. You don't have to worry because all those memories, all those plans and dreams and anxieties, no one's going to take them away. They're safe. But you're not bearing their weight when you're meditating. You're standing in this magic spot between the past and the future, called the present moment, now. Because you deserve to rest and just be. And what does that do to your mind? Are you more peaceful now? How do you feel inside? The more peaceful you feel, the more delightful it is. Sometimes peace can feel scary. It's totally safe and you deserve the rest of just being in this moment, carrying no past, not concerned about the future, but just in this moment, the place where the future is being made, now. And the closer you get to the present moment, the less you can think. You don't have time to put things into words or take notes. You don't need to try to remember. Just be. And enjoy this moment. And don't pick up anything from the bag of the past. Leave the bag of the future down there on the floor. You carry them for too long already. After the meditation you can pick them up again, but not now. And if you want to focus on something like your breathing, which is a common meditation object, just know the breath as it comes in this moment, now. Know the breath as it goes out. Don't control your breathing. Just be aware of it. Imagine it's like being by the beach on a very calm day, alone, and you see the waves come up the beach and see the water recede away from you. It comes up again. You can't wish it comes up faster or slower. It's nature. Just like the air coming into your body, you're breathing. It's natural. Your job is just to observe it, peacefully, kindly, and enjoy the peace. I will be quiet now for about 5 minutes. Let you enjoy these moments for yourself. When I speak again, it'll be coming close to the end of the meditation. How are you feeling now? What's it like inside? How peaceful are you? But don't just understand how peaceful you are. Understand just how pleasant, how pleasurable peace feels. When you know peace, and you know its major feature of delight, satisfaction, deep contentment, love. So gorgeous. The mind will go to peace so easily. Where you can rest and be free in peace. Now we start to emerge from meditation by allowing the attention to go out to your body. How does your body feel right now? Personally, my body feels just so relaxed, so comfortable. When you relax the body and then create peace in your mind, the body gets so at ease. It can heal itself very easily. And I enjoy the delight of a peaceful body. And then as it comes really close to the time of coming out, back into the world, I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. And please wait for the third ringing of the gong to vanish before opening your eyes to finish the meditation period. And then to help, please smile when you come out of meditation. It makes me feel much better. Thank you.